So the last piece to this little puzzle is how to craft an effective back-end selling process. So we've kind of gone through all of the different pieces up until now, and the final piece to this is the back-end selling, which is really huge and really key. So here's what's needed for the back-end selling components. Number one is effective sales copy for each back-end premium product. So your back-end premium products, they need to be significantly more expensive than your front-end products. If your front-end products are in the range of, let's say, $40, well, then your back-end products need to be more in the range of multiple thousands of dollars, at least multiple hundreds of dollars, for instance, $997, or even, let's say, $5,000, a coaching club or a consult or something like that. Okay, so you're also going to need follow-up emails to customers. So you need to be pitching these back-end selling products with follow-up emails to your existing customers. Now, a little strategy for you on this. What I typically recommend is after you deliver your product and you sell them the initial products on the front end, I recommend delivering those, giving them bonuses that they weren't expecting. And in the first, let's say, 5 to 10 emails, I really recommend just giving straight value rather than just trying to sell, 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 right? Learn more what they actually need and then offer back-end premium products, consults, coaching clubs, things like that to people who actually need it. You need to meet them where they're at and offer a high-ticket product that actually fits exactly what they need. So the follow-up emails to customers, I recommend just kind of having about 10 emails that are just very high density, very good training. And then after that, you can start to work in and fish in some higher end, more expensive products. You can also do webinars to your existing clients. So you can sell a webinar, let's say I've had one client who in the past did weekend webinars where they would do 4 hours in the morning on a Saturday morning. They would do a 4-hour Facebook ads course and they would do a live demo webinar course, kind of a webinar, like an online webinar. And people could come on and attend, and it was, about a half-day event, and they would sell it for about $495. So you don't have to go out and actually do a live event, but you can have people log on, watch your screen. It's just like they're looking over your shoulder. Okay, so the live event selling to customers. This is a great one. You can run live events in your neighborhood, in your city. You can bring people in, and basically what you do is you offer, a free hour or two worth of value, maybe a free 3-hour seminar, and you teach, 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 and then at those events, you can get sales for thousands upon thousands of dollars, especially if you have the right crowd in the room. So the last kind of piece there is just calling customers and closing them on the phone. So having a phone sales team, calling people and closing the sales on the actual phone. So the actual crafting of it, first things first is focus on showing how your premium solutions will help customers get results more easily with less effort. More easy, less effort. Okay? Focus on those words, write those words down. You want to build relationships with your customers, right? Via email, social media. Maybe it's just a message on Facebook that just says, "Hey, how's everything going? Just wanted to say hi, introduce myself. I saw you bought my $37 course the other day. If you have any questions or something's not going right, just let me know." All right, then provide lots and lots of value in your email, your blog post, your videos. Give as much as you can. Give everything that you can, everything you know, everything you learn as you go, give it away. Let people see in and let them feel like you're just giving them the whole entire ship. And then they in turn will reciprocate that back to you in bigger back-end sales. So, all right. Do not be afraid to sell. Don't be bashful. If I can tell you one thing, do not be bashful. Demonstrate results by showing case studies of past customers. If you're brand new to this whole game, guess what? And if you don't have any results, well, here's what you can do. You can offer a $5,000 coaching package, and here's what you can say. You can say, "I'm going to give away two of these $5,000 coaching packages in the next 3 days, and there's only going to be two of them, and they're going to be for as low as $495, right? So discount it off if you don't have results yet. Get your people results, and then get testimonials, and then you can sell for the $5,000, okay? So that's a way to just lower the price, lower it so low that suddenly now you have testimonials for your $5,000 consultation. So branding really helps. It helps a lot. Improve your website, your design, create better looking videos, start posting regular content and promote it on social media. The more regular and consistent your voice is, right, the more you're in front of them, the more you're drowning out the voice of all the rest of the noise online, you're going to have a way better chance of closing your existing customers into high-end, back-end sales that are really going to make your business grow quantumly rather than linear, okay? That's where this whole thing comes in. The back-end sales are where you can grow at a quantum pace because you're not having to do a bunch more extra work. You're bringing in existing customers and upselling them on a much better, higher offer. So that is the back-end selling, and that's exactly what you need to do to craft an effective back-end selling process. That is the end of this module, and I will see you on the next module.